Certainly we'd like to say we love the Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to come this way. We've had a good day in the Lord. Amen. It started out good. We had one saved over at the church this morning. Amen. Little old girl, she come down with her mom and got down to the altar. She doesn't understand quite all what she's got right yet. Amen. But she says she asked the Lord to come into her soul. Amen. And I asked her, did he? And she said, yeah, he did. And I just been kind of feeling pretty good today. So then we got to go and help in the funeral this afternoon. And the Bible said, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. A lot of it looked like a great bad thing that has happened. Amen. But sometimes death can be your friend. Amen. And she'd been getting feeble and old and wasn't able to go and been falling and getting hurt here lately. And she'd call me from time to time. And I always had a burden for her lost family. And always called me and asked me to pray for them. And I think about these things, and you just ponder these things in your heart. Amen. As you try to serve the Lord and the people that God puts you in contact with. And I don't think it's just by coincidence I'm down here this evening. Amen. I believe God's right in the midst of it. Amen. We ain't much tonight, but we love the Lord. And we feel like our voice is about gone and all I can. But I'm going to do the best I can for him. Amen. Tonight. Amen. I tell you, he's the dearest friend, amen, I've ever had. Amen. Most of all, he's my Savior. Amen. He saved me. Gave me everlasting life. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. I'm on my way home. Amen. I ain't worried about the things of this life. Amen. I got a better day ahead. Amen. I do. Amen. Ain't it good to be saved tonight? Amen. You got your Bibles. We're going to read in a couple of places. Amen. Over in the third chapter of the book of Hebrews. The Lord laid this scripture on our heart this afternoon. Amen. It says, talks about Moses and the children of Israel and some things we ought not to do. Amen. And here I'm going to pick up in the first verse and read down through several verses here. Amen. If you want to stand with us as we read. It says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, amen, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Amen. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house, amen, as a servant for a testimony of the things which were to be spoken after. But after as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And I want you to listen to this seventh verse. It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. As in the provocation, in the day of the temptation, amen, in the wilderness. That's all we feel like reading tonight. Amen. We're going to talk about, amen, a little bit about the prodigal son. Amen. Over in the book of Luke, if you want to turn over there so you'll know where we're coming from. Amen. In the 15th chapter, amen, it starts about the 11th verse. Amen. We're not going to read it tonight. Amen. But I got to thank you as we came this way. Amen. He said you need to hear, amen, his voice. Amen. I know this tonight. Amen. There's one thing that you need to listen to. Amen. Elijah one day was over there in the cave. Amen. And God asked him why he's there. Amen. But I tell you what, he told him to come out to the mouth of the cave. Amen.
morning when he stood out there. He said, there's a great wind. Amen. Came by. Amen. Said, and God wasn't in that. Amen. Said, there's an earthquake. Amen. Come by. And he said, God wasn't in that. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. Amen. He said, amen. The fire fell. Amen. He said, and he wasn't in that. Amen. About that time, amen, there's a still small voice. Amen. Come through and spoke to Elijah. Amen. You know what? God was in the night. Amen. He's in that voice. Amen. I tell you. And the same voice. Amen. He came walking through the garden over there in the cool of the day. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that the voice of the Lord God came walking. Amen. Through the garden. Amen. He's asking and calling for Adam. And he said, Adam, amen, where art thou? Amen. But you know what? Amen. Adam had went over and hid himself. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, God knew where he's at. Amen. And Adam, amen, heard his voice. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Amen. Tonight, amen, you ain't got to ask me. When God's speaking to you, amen, you already know. Amen. And when God speaks to you, amen, you know it tonight. And the Bible said, amen, that his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And sister, I tell you what, tonight, amen, amen, there ain't nobody got to tell me. Amen. When the Lord, amen, is talking to me, and there ain't nobody got to tell you tonight. When the Lord is speaking to you, and glory to God, I'm glad he ain't no respect to person. Amen. If he'll speak to me, he'll speak to you tonight. Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. Amen. He knows my name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. He knows your name tonight. Amen. Let me just share a little something else. Amen. He knows everything about you tonight. Amen. Here Adam was. Amen. Just trying to hide in the garden that God created. Amen. Amen. Don't that sound a lot like us? Amen. Today. Amen. We try to hide from God. Amen. Instead of just come clean with him. Amen. Adam was over there. Amen. God came to him. Hey, Adam, where art thou? And old Adam pops out. Amen. He is covered up. Amen. With a few fig leaves. Amen. And I tell you, he said, Adam, what are you doing? He said, well, he said, I was naked. Amen. But God asked him. He said, who told you? Amen. Amen. You was naked. Amen. You see, Adam done messed up. Amen. He listened to the wrong voice. Amen. Oh, Eve done got tempted over in the garden. And she done took of the tree of good and evil and knowledge of good and evil. Amen. I tell you this. Amen. You know what, brother? Amen. If they'd just listened to the Lord. Amen. He said, don't eat of that tree. Amen. But he wasn't doing it. Amen. It was too tempting. Amen. Amen. The serpent had done beguiled Eve. Amen. And Eve took the fruit and gave to Adam. Amen. He wanted to blame her. Eve, he said, well, that woman that you gave me, amen, she didn't make him eat it. Amen. He ate it because he didn't listen to God. Amen. He listened to man today. Amen. You know what's wrong today? Amen. Today we try to serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what? Oh, Adam, he'd still be going through in the garden today. Amen. If it wasn't for that sin. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. Amen. I got to thinking about some things. Amen. He said, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. You know why? People harden their hearts. Amen. It's because they don't believe God. Amen. They don't listen to his voice. Amen. If you just believe God and trust God and follow him, life would be a whole lot easier tonight. Amen. But we
Amen. We like to be disobedient. Amen. Don't we want it our way? Ain't that right? Amen. You know what? I don't like nobody telling me what to do to you to try to enforce their authority on me. Amen. That's just our nature to rebel. Amen. You know that? Amen. But I'm going to tell you, once we begin, amen, get saved. Amen. The Bible says that we bought with a price. Amen. We're not our own anymore. Amen. We've been redeemed, not with corruptible things. Amen. Such as silver and gold. Amen. But we've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And glory to God, brother. Amen. I want to live for him. I want to follow him. He said, if you love me, then keep my commandments today. Ain't that the book? Amen. You know what's wrong today in the church? Amen. We come to church a lot of time. The Lord will say, why don't you go down there and pray about that thing? And we just say, oh, God, I can handle it. Amen. Amen. About that time, he moves over here to this brother. He said, why don't you stand up and give your testimony? Oh, God, they done heard it. Amen. About this time, he says, why don't you, amen, just get up there and sing the song? Lord, they've heard me sing it before. Amen. But you know what? That's not obedience. Amen. And the Bible said that obedience is better than sacrifice tonight. Amen. If you want to follow what's right, you need to just follow God tonight. Amen. Hardest thing for me and you to do, amen, is to follow him. You know, amen. I get to thinking about this scripture. He said, harden not your hearts. Amen. As they did over in the day of provocation. Amen. In the wilderness. Amen. They took just a few days' journey and turned it into 40 years. Amen. Do you know that? Why did they do that, preacher? Amen. Because they sent spies over in the land. Amen. As two men come back with a good report. Amen. Amen. The other ones come back. They said, there's giants in the land. Amen. They just like grasshoppers over there. There ain't no way. Other cities, they got walls around them. Amen. There ain't no way we can take it. Amen. But old Joshua and Caleb, you know what I like about that? He said, we are well able. Amen. We are well able to take this land that God has promised me. Amen. Amen. But you know what happened? You know, there's a lot of folks wandering around today. Do you know that? Amen. There's a lot of folks wandering around this part of the church. Amen. Amen. They just wander here and wander there. Amen. They ain't really got no direction in their life. Amen. You know why that is, brother? Let me just tell you. Amen. Because they're not listening to the voice. Amen. John the Baptist, he said over there, he said, I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what, amen, for 40 years, amen, they wandered in that wilderness. For 40 years, they wandered around the mountain. Amen. For 40 years, they wandered out there, amen, just because, amen, they would not believe God. And because of their unbelief, all those from 20 years and under, except for Joshua and Caleb, they died in the wilderness today. Amen. Died. Amen. You know, there's a lot of folks wandering to the church. Amen. Do you know that? Amen. They'll hear the voice. Ain't that right, Brother Mallory? Amen. They'll listen to it. And you know what? They'll harden that heart. Amen. And you know what happens? Amen. Every time you turn a deaf ear to that voice, your heart gets harder. And it gets harder. And it gets harder. Amen. The Bible said it'll come as one as an adamant stone. Amen. It's hard to penetrate. Amen. But if you
you'll just listen to that voice and quit wandering around with no direction in your life and come down and just say, God, what is it that you want me to do? You'll not die in the wilderness today.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, today is dying all around me and you. Amen. Without the Lord. Amen. I got family and loved ones. I got sisters. Amen. My mom ain't where she needs to be with the Lord. I got a daddy that never know the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, they all around us. Amen. I pray for them. I pray that God will save them. I pray that he'll convict them. I pray that he'll draw them down to an altar of repentance. Amen. Amen. I try to show them the love of God. I try to show them the love that Jesus showed me. Amen. But you know what? Unless they listen to that voice that speaks to their heart, amen, they'll die in the wilderness today. I wonder today, when you come into the church, would you just wonder your way in here? Amen. Do you know why you came in? Amen. You know, before I got saved, let me just share this with you. Amen. I'd wander into the church from time to time. Amen. I'd sit down on the pew and I'd listen to the preached word. I'd listen to them dear old saints' testimony. Amen. And it troubled my heart. And God would speak to me. Amen. But I'd get something else on my mind. I'd go to the bathroom. Amen. When the invitation was going on, I'd put the book up in front of my face. You ever done that? Amen. Never tried to hide from the Lord. Amen, brother. I'm going to tell you I have. Amen. You know what? Amen. If I'd have just only knew. Amen. And I'd have ran to the Lord. If I'd have come to that voice. Amen. And found out what God had for me. I'd have come a whole lot sooner today.
Amen.
Amen. I wonder today, are you just wandering around? Amen. There's a lot of folks just wondering. Amen. I tell you, don't got no direction. Don't have no ambition. Amen. They don't share Jesus with nobody. Amen. They don't let their light shine. Amen. Satan's done got it hid under a bushel. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. It's time to quit wandering. Amen. If you come into church tonight wondering what God wants you to do, and let me give you a little advice. Come ask him. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. God points you in the right direction. Amen. He'll tell you what he wants you to do. Amen. And he'll be specific about it tonight. The prodigal son. Amen. Lord laid that on my heart. All that other just kind of come to me. Amen. Lord laid that on my heart sitting there with this scripture. Amen. We do just like the prodigals. You know that. Amen. We want to go our way. Amen. We want to do things our way. And we don't want to just humble our heart and follow Jesus. Amen. You know what? The father was there. Amen. The younger son, he said, Father, I want my portion. Amen. I want you to give me my hand. Amen. You know what the father did? Amen. He wasn't wondering, was he? Amen. He knew exactly what he wanted from the father. Amen. He wanted his part. Amen. You know what the father gave him? He gave him his portion. Amen. You know what? The Bible says a few days later, amen, he took, amen, him a little old sack, yeah. Filled it up with yeah. his clothes, yeah. Amen, took his little pocket full of money, amen, and went down the road, amen, he wandered down this road, he wandered down this back street, amen, he went into this village, he went into that town, amen, till he come to a place where he'd spent everything that he had, amen. He wasted it all, brother, on riotous living. Amen. You know what I have when we just wonder? Amen. I love you. Amen. But you know what? Amen. Amen. I've wandered a lot of times. Amen. Out in the world. And you know where I found myself? In a ditch today.
Amen, that's right. Amen. You get away from the Lord and quit listening to his voice, and you'll find yourself in the same place. Amen. The Bible said the blind lead the blind. They both fall in the ditch. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. So if you're wondering in the wrong direction, you're leading folks off into the ditch. Amen. Amen. But I tell you what, sister, if you listen to that voice and you following it, you know where you're leading them to? It's to Calvary. And I wonder how much today. Now, this has been on my heart. I'm really wondering today, not for my spiritual life, but in my mind, I'm wondering how many folks is listening to the voice. You ever been in service, brother, and the Lord tell you to do something? And you say, no, Lord, I ain't going to do it. Somebody up in the choir stand up and say just what you had on your heart. Just what God had told you to say. You ever done that? I've been in meetings a lot of time. God troubled me and tell me to testify about something where God had worked in my life that week. And I sat there and I quenched the spirit. Amen. And I didn't listen to the voice. And then somebody else in the church got up and told the same experience that happened in their life in just a little different way. Yeah. But it's the exact same meaning. Right. Amen. And I had happened to me. Amen. And God said, listen to my voice tonight.
Amen. Amen. Bless you,
listen to my voice.
Yeah.
Amen. It got over to a place. Amen. This old prodigal son, this old younger brother, amen, he done wasted all he had. He done wandered off down there in a foreign city. Joined himself to a citizen of that country. And the Bible said he went down there, amen, to feed the swine and desired to eat the husk. He done got pretty low, hadn't he? You know why? He got away from the Father. Amen. Amen. You know what? Amen. When you get out from under the hedge, amen, as the Father's got me and you in, amen, you know he'll protect me and you. Amen. As long as we stay there with him. Amen. But as soon as we step out, amen, and quit listening to him, the first thing that'll happen, amen, we'll find ourselves down in the hog pen. Amen. Can't pray. Amen. Can't praise the Lord. Can't sing the Lord's song. Why is that, preacher? Because we left the voice.
Amen.
We left the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know folks that's left the house of God sitting on the front row.
Amen.
You ever seen them folks, boy, that had a fire about them? Amen. Boy, they was in meeting. Boy, they'd get down on their knees and they'd cry out to God and pray for the man of God. Amen. They'd amen the singers. They'd amen that and bless them that was giving the testimony. Amen. Then it seemed like now you just can't get a grunt out of some folks.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Folks that used to shout,
right,
can't shout like they used to.
Amen.
Folks that used to get a hold of the hand of God, can't pray like they used to. Why is that? Because we quit listening to his voice.
Amen.
Amen. You know why folks over there come to the Jordan to get baptized? Because they hearken to the voice of John the Baptist. Amen. He said, I'm not him. He said, I'm just a forerunner. He said, right now I'm baptized with water.
Amen.
If there's one coming after me that's going to baptize you with fire. Amen. And the Holy Ghost. Amen. And now I tell you tonight. Amen. Amen. The old prodigal son was sitting there. Them old hogs all around his feet. Amen. Him shucking that corn. And about that time, the Bible said that he come to himself. Amen. Did he hear a voice? Not yet. Amen. But he got to thinking.
thinking about the things the way it used to be. Amen. You know what's wrong with folks today? They try to reason things out in their own mind. They try to get things worked out in their own way. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Until you come and call out to the Father. Amen. Amen. And cry out unto Him. And take heed and listen to His voice. Amen. You'll never get what you need tonight. Amen. The Bible said, He said, my Father's got higher servants that's doing better than me. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He done rehearsed this thing over in his heart. He said, I'm going to go back to my Father. And he said, I'm going to tell him I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Just make me as one of your hired servants. Amen. But you know what? Amen. That was, amen. Amen. That father was still looking for his son. Amen. That old boy done hardened his heart, but it done got soft. It done got soft tonight. You know, God can't do nothing with a hard heart. But it's until that heart gets soft and gets in want to something of the Father. I was growing up, my daddy, he made me have a pretty old hard heart for a while. He is a mean man. Amen. He was rough on me. Amen. He beat the soup out of me lots of times. Amen. But you know what? He didn't do it in the right way. He done it in hate. Amen. But you know what? Amen. My old heart was hard that day, just like, amen. When I got to thinking about when I got in the church, I wandered on. I wandered in there to service and sat down on the bench. Amen. I tell you what I did. Amen. I was like that old prodigal son. I just felt like I didn't have no hope. Amen. I heard my grandma talk about the goodness of the church. She carried me to church some during her life. Amen. But I tell you, when I got over at the house of God, amen, I was sitting back there and wandered in. Amen. The man of God got up and started preaching down the avenues of my heart. And glory to God, you know what I did? Amen. I let go. Amen. Of that pew. And the Father just drawn me down there. He said, just come. Amen. I finally let go. Amen. And I quit wandering. And I come to God. And He saved me. And I thank God. I ain't going to die in the wilderness. I'm not going to die not knowing the Lord. Why is that? Because I heeded to His voice today. You can come into church all your life and come in and come in and come in. And you can wander in and you can wander out. And you can act like you don't need the Lord. Amen. You can come in and think like everything's all right. And you just might be a million miles from Him. Amen. I'm telling you what. You better take heed to that voice tonight. You better listen to what He's saying tonight. Amen. He wants to save you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to deliver you. He said, I've got them all in my hand. He said, I ain't never lost a one. What we need to do is follow the one, amen, that's got me and you, amen, in the palm of His hands. He said, my Father's got us all in His hand, and no man is able to pluck you out of my Father's hand tonight. Prodigal son's on his way back. He's coming down the road. Amen. He come down them roads where he spent all of his money. His clothes probably looked good when he left the house. They probably a little ragged and tore. Amen. But the Father was still praying for him. Praise the Lord. Amen. That Father was standing out there.
Amen. I believe every day he looked out. He walked out there and looked down the road, looked for that son. Amen. To come across the field or hop the fence, wherever it was he's coming from, I believe he's looking. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because he hadn't done talked to one. Amen. Knowed how to get that son's attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you tonight, church. Amen. Amen. That father looked out there and saw that boy. Amen. I don't believe he had to wonder who he was. He knowed how he walked. He knowed how he carried himself. He raised that youngin. Amen. He knowed he was going to come home. I believe he just saw the top of his head. Amen. And he ran out to meet him. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, and he fell on his neck. Amen. And he said he kissed him. Amen. Amen. He said, servant, you go get the best robe. Amen. You go get a ring to put on his finger. Amen. You go get the shoes to put on his feet. Amen. He said, I'll tell you what else. You go and kill the fatted calf. Because this, my son, was dead. But now he's alive.
Amen.
He was lost.
That was me, bro.
Amen. But now he's found.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't no place like home, are there? There ain't no place like being in the center of God's will.
Amen.
See, I'm just an old country boy. I ain't real smart. We're just ignorant and unlearned. Don't know a whole lot. But I'm going to tell you, I believe y'all all can relate with me on this one. There ain't nothing like going home, Marty. Well, I go over at Mama's house, and you know what? I say, Mama, I sure would like to have a pan of biscuits, some gravy. Amen. You know what my mama would do? Amen. My mama loves me. I'm the oldest kid of seven. Amen. She raised us all about by herself, waitress and tables. She cares about me, and she loves me. I watched her work her fingers right down to a frazzle. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. Amen. When I go home, amen, I just go down and I get there in the cabinet and I get me a plate. Amen. I go over there and I sit down and Mama fix me up something to eat when I'm hungry. Amen. If I need some clothes, you know what Mama would do? She'd get me some clothes. Amen. When I'm thirsty, she'll get me something to drink. Amen. But you know what? Amen. You know what that is? It's just the church today. Church, I believe we need to get back to listening to that voice.
Yes.
When that prodigal comes into the house, we need to be in the shape to give them what they need.
Amen.
Amen. We need to feed them. Well, now, he said, well, preacher, he said, when I was hungry, you fed me. He said, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. He said, when I was naked, you clothed me.
Amen.
When I was sick and in prison, said, you visited me. They said, Lord, when is it that we've done this? You've done it to the least of these, my brethren. You've done it unto me.
Amen.
I want you to look in your heart tonight and say, well, Lord, am I just wandering around? Or am I really doing what you bid me to do? If I'm just taking a space up on the pew, or I'm going out here working and serving you. You see, today we come into worship. The Bible said a true worshiper must worship in spirit and in truth. You know, you can't. A lot of folks are worshiping on emotion today. But we need to worship in spirit. See, it ain't nothing that you can build up, but it is something that we pray down.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
And if we never listen to his voice, what we know, and what we going to know to pray for?
Right.
Lord's ever told you to do something, to go and witness to your neighbor, and you just say, well, Lord, I can't do that. I'm going to share something with you, sister. I fought the Lord one day. There's a boy I went to school with. Boy, the Lord laid him on my heart. And Lord told me to go over there and tell him about what happened in my life and how Jesus has cleaned my life up. So he know the fella I used to be. And I got up that morning on Saturday morning, and I rode down the road. It's about 8:30. And I got there at the driveway. And the Lord told me to pull in there and go talk to him. And I didn't. And I said, I slowed down, I stopped, and didn't let nobody was up, and I just went on down the road. But you know what? I got down to the stop sign, and the Lord really got on me. He said, I told you to go back. Talk to that boy. He needs some help. His daddy had killed himself. He was facing a lot of bad things in his life, and he was bad to drink. And all pretty rough boy. And I said, well, Lord, if you really want me to talk to him, I said, I'm going to go back up there. You have him out in the yard. You know, he was walking down the driveway. Ooh. And I got in there. Boy, me and that boy, we talked about the Lord. Boy, I just got to pour my heart out to him. I sat there and wept and I cried and I told him about the love of God. That old boy was a crying there, brother. You know what? He just sat there and I said, Lord, he said, you tell him he can get saved right now. Amen. And I believe the Lord sent me there, no doubt. Amen. But I said, you know what, Tommy? I said, the Lord, show me you can get saved right now if you would just hearken to his voice. Amen. He said, I know he would save me if I was just willing. But he never did get willing. I said, well, preacher, I thought you was going to tell me something with a great outcome and a happy ending. The boy's still living, and I still pray for him. And I still talk to him from time to time. But the Lord ain't never told me to go back in there and sit down with him and talk to him like that again. But I believe that boy could have been saved at that moment if he had just hearkened to the voice. But he put it off. You know, I'm afraid a lot of folks are just wondering like he is. Because they want to put it off. Wait to a better time. Wait like old King Agrippa to a more convenient season. He said, thou hast almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Almost ain't going to get you there. Far as I know, King Agrippa just wondered until he died and he lifted his eyes in hell. Are you going to wonder so long that you lift your eyes in hell? God wants you to do something with your life. He wants you to use it for him. I wonder tonight, how many is willing to go for him all the way? I love coming down here preaching with y'all. Y'all just make it easy. I appreciate your prayers. But see, I didn't wander in here without a message. I wandered in here with a message that God gave me. And it's up to you to do something with it. When Brother Jeff gets up here and preach and these other men of God get up and preach, they just don't pick and choose something to preach out of this book. They listen to that voice. I wonder tonight, how long has it been since you followed him? Everywhere you read in the scripture, he says, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I'm glad that all we got to do is just listen for that voice. Do you love him tonight? Are you going to wander back out of the church and don't know what God's wanting you to do? Or Or are you going to come down and ask him, say, God, what is it you just want me to do in my life? It took me several years to figure out what he wanted me to do with mine. I just wandered around the church. I taught Sunday school a little while. I tried song leading. I was over to Brotherhood. I was a Sunday school superintendent. I helped lead singing on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings. And well, I tried to do everything out there that I could do. Work with the youth. We run all over the country with them. Seen a bunch of them saved. But you know what? Until I come to that place where I was ready to heed to my calling and do that God wants me to do. See, you may just be a prayer warrior. Be the best prayer warrior God's got. You just may want to be one of them folks that goes around and helps that's in need and amen in the shadows. You'd be the best one of them that God's got. Amen. You see, whatever it is that God's telling you to do, you be the best one that God's got. Amen. Give it all to him tonight. Because he gave it all for me and you. I don't know the hearts and minds of nobody here. Now, I've had a good time. My wife, she's with me, and it feels like a part of me is missing tonight. If you ain't got nothing to pray for my family. The devil tries to attack us all the time. But I tell you what, I want to have a closer relationship with my Savior. I want to have a closer walk with him that I might not miss when God's telling me to do something. I want to be sensitive to that of the Spirit of God. I wonder tonight as they come get a verse of a song. I don't know where you might stand with the Lord tonight. But my prayer is tonight, if you're lost and you're wandering around and you know that you lost, don't you think it's time to quit wondering?